So the Cadillac 3, made up of Jaron, Kelby, and Neil, whom will be at the Iron Horse Saloon kicking off the Road to the Rally the 80th. I cannot envision any better way than with these Southern boys who know how to entertain and have a great time. Good morning, and how are we doing, Neil?
Doing good. We're just making our way towards y'all right now, coming through Montana. We were in Spokane yesterday, and we're just kind of heading east.
Well, now you are headed to the beautiful Black Hills, which you guys have played here several times. So just curious, when you guys make it here, is there anything you need to do on your bucket list while you're in the Black Hills?
Well, Kelby, our lap steel player, is a big motorcycle rider, so he'll often try and rent a motorcycle and kind of go ride for the day. For Jaron and I, we're kind of more just like find the best Mexican restaurant we can and sit down and hang out and maybe have a beer or two. I don't know if there's any good Mexican food, but that's usually our move.
That sounds about right. Definitely. Can't go wrong with Mexican food. I mean, let's be honest.
No, you really can't. Well, every once in a while you can, but we try. We get pretty lucky.
Yeah, and you know right away when it's gone wrong, unfortunately.
Exactly.
Well, what makes you guys work so well together? Because I know you guys have been together for a very, very long time, but what is the chemistry between the three of you that just clicks?
Yeah, I mean, we met back in high school, so we have known each other a while now. You know, I think more than anything, it's really just the amount of time we've spent together. You know, it's like we've been all around the world, and we've been, you know, we've done it in a van, we've done it in a car, we've done it on a bus, and so it's like we've seen all the ups and downs kind of together. And so if one of us is hungry, like, we kind of know to leave each other alone, or if one of us is hungover, we kind of know to leave that person alone, or whatever the mood is, you know? And so I think that so much of it's just like the show part of it, and the being in a band part of it is the easy part. You know, it's the traveling and all the stuff that comes with the job that in theory could be hard, but if we're really lucky that we really enjoy doing this together, you know, and honestly probably wouldn't be doing it unless it was together. So we feel really lucky that we've got that. And then, you know, musically, we came up listening to a lot of the same stuff, and so our influences are similar, and our tastes and our likes, you know, it's like we love Tom Petty, or we love Lynyrd Skynyrd, or, you know, we grew up on 90s country, you know, and so it's like all of those things, you know, we're born and raised in Nashville and kind of came up at the same time, and so I think that, you know, we just got really lucky there too.
Definitely. Now, you guys obviously the Cadillac 3, but if you had that dream fourth member to be the Cadillac 4, living or past, who would that fourth member be, you guys would add?
Man, that's a tough one. You know, we got really lucky, and we got to do a show in Nashville, and we had Steven Tyler from Aerosmith come out, and we got to do Sweet Emotion with him, and then we've done a couple other shows with him over the last couple of years. And so I'm going to go ahead and say he's kind of like the honorary fourth member of the Cadillac 3. So, you know, if that little band called Aerosmith ever picks up, maybe we'll turn him.
That would be pretty legendary. I'll definitely say that.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be pretty cool.
Now, you guys have a new album that will be coming out. Do you have a release date for that or a time of year you're looking to put it out to the masses yet?
I don't really. I mean, I could make a guess, but it'd just be a guess. I know that there's going to be more new music coming over this next, like, 2 months. The record's going to be, at some point, it's all of a sudden just going to be an album. But I haven't heard an exact date yet, but we're really excited about everything we've got. We recorded a ton of songs for this record, and I think one of the cool things about just where music is heading in general is we're able to just continue to put out more and more stuff, you know, and so we're really been working hard to still make a cohesive album, you know, because that's something that we kind of grew up on loving, and yet at the same time kind of realizing that that doesn't necessarily have to be 9 or 10 songs, it can actually be more.
Perfect. And of course, the two songs that you have out right now are party anthems for sure, the Crackin' Cold Ones with the Boys and All the Makings of a Saturday Night. You guys going to be performing that tomorrow night at the Iron Horse Saloon?
Yeah, we've been playing those live and they're really fun. It's always cool to get new songs into the set and kind of see the fans start to sing them back. Those are both turning into good party songs, which is kind of a whole big part of our set in case nobody's seen us before. so they fit in well.
All the Makings of a Saturday Night, you guys were able to have that with the ESPN College Football opening weekend. So I have to ask, do you have a college team?
Yeah, so I'm an Alabama fan, so I'm Roll Tide, and we usually a good thing, except for this past year when we got our butt kicked. Clemson. But I'm a Bama fan. Jaren's a Tennessee Vols fan, so that hadn't been going very well for him so far this year. But yeah, we love college football, and to get to have that song featured on the Saturday night game on ESPN is really cool to me.
Now, with the new album, is there a hidden gem in this bad boy that you just cannot wait for fans to hear, or have you performed that yet anywhere?
Yeah, well, we've been playing some new songs from the record. There's one that we just recently recorded. It's probably like one of the last ones that'll end up making the record. It's a song called Back Home that I'm really excited about. It's just a unique song. It's something a little different than we've ever done before. It just feels like us. It feels like where we grew up. It's the lyric. I think it's going to hit a lot of people in the same way that it hit us.
Now, how many of these songs have you guys all personally wrote or had a part in writing on the new album?
We still write everything on the record. And that's something that one of the reasons sometimes it takes a little while for us to get records finished is we're out on the road all the time, and we do ride on the bus pretty much all the time just to kind of try and piece together the thing that feels the most cohesive to us and kind of can be, you know, something fresh that feels like a step forward, but at the same time is going to be what people kind of come to know us by at this point. This will be our fourth record at this point.
But I think it always adds that special touch and connection when you guys have a part in each and every song that is on the album. So that's phenomenal. I can't wait to hear the rest of the album. That's for sure. Well, I know you're short on time, but I do have a couple just random quick questions for you, Neil. Are you game?
Let's do it.
All right. Question number one. Do you prefer fairs or festivals?
Festivals.
Do you prefer ice cream or frozen yogurt?
Gotta just go with the real stuff, ice cream.
Now, when toilet paper goes on the connection, is it over or under?
Oh, gosh. Over.
All right. All right, Neil. I like you. I like you a lot on that one. Now, when you put your pants on, do you button or do you zipper first?
It depends on how tight the pants are.
I get the logic behind that. I get that. My final random question for you, Neil. Do you eat mac and cheese with a spoon or a fork?
I'm more of a fork guy.
All right. Well, we are divided on that, but I'll let it slide, okay?
I just feel like the noodles fall off the spoon. You know, you can still stab it with the fork, you know, and say, I don't know.
We all have our meaning behind our own. I'm a spoon girl, I'll be honest, so. Well, Neil, thank you so much for giving me a few moments of your time, and you boys travel safely the rest of the way here to the Black Hills, and cannot wait to see you tomorrow night at the Iron Horse Saloon there in Sturgis, South Dakota.
Thanks so much for your time, too, and we're looking forward to being there.
All right, take care, Neil. Travel safe.
All right, thank you.